Space is closer than you think. Listen.
Here, if you're up really high, how small you are, I'm going over.
You recognize that slightly garbled voice? That's Felix Baumgartner right before his jump from a balloon 24 miles above the Earth's surface in October of 2012. Well, now, by the end of 2016, a private company called Worldview plans to bring tourists, you and me, to the brink of outer space in a high-altitude balloon, not unlike the one that Felix Baumgartner jumped from in 2012. Just shy of the height that he reached, by the way, a couple of miles below, passengers will be able to travel to 19 miles above the ground to see the curvature of the Earth and the blackness of space for the mere cost of $75,000. Right, Jane Poynter?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, and I hope you'll join us.
Jane Poynter,
I want to go, that's for sure.
Jane Poynter, you are CEO of Worldview, which I just mentioned. So for 75 grand, up in a balloon to 19 miles, of course, nobody's jumping out. It's just to look out the windows.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I suppose if you really wanted to, we could figure out how to orchestrate that, but that's not the general plan. The general plan is that what we're trying to do is actually make space more accessible than most of us have ever thought it possible to be. And by that, we want it to be comfortable. We want you to be able to sit in this really comfy capsule without a spacesuit, no training, no medical requirements, maybe even your beverage of choice, as you look outside the window at this extraordinary display of the planet below you.
What kind of pre-flight or pre-rise training is required? Just enough to sit in a comfy chair with a drink?
Bit of a safety briefing, sort of akin to, probably a little more in depth, but akin to what you would get when you get on a plane. So certainly not a week of training or months of training if you were going to go into orbit.
Now you're not the first to do this. There's Virgin Galactic, a couple of other companies that are engaging in space tourism, but you're providing a little bit of price pressure on the other guys because, dare I say, 75 grand is kind of cheap in the space tourism business.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to make this accessible in every way, right? I mean, you know, $75,000 still, you know, is not cheap, but it's certainly a lot less than if you were to jump on a rocket and head to space. You know, we're really wanting to make this as affordable as we can, and over time, we have plans to bring it down. Certainly won't be, you know, tomorrow. But over a number of years, we hope to bring it down.
Can we talk about the physics of the flight? It's easy to understand hot air and going up to 19 miles looking around. Then the descent, a balloon is vulnerable to the jet stream and all the other streams and all the forces and the winds and the air currents. Do you guarantee where one lands?
Yeah, it's actually really kind of cool. So you go up, as you say, under the balloon, and also think about it in a way to think about it is almost like an ice cube sitting on a glass of water. The balloon is floating on top of the atmosphere. So now you're going along with the winds. And when you start coming back down, you actually come down under a parawing, which is effectively a parachute that you can steer. And the parawing is open the entire time from the launch through landing. So you can glide back down to the Earth at any time. And, of course, we have predetermined landing sites. So these parafoils, the parawing, you can actually steer it down to the landing site of your choice.
Fully steerable. And how does one get certified as a parawing pilot? Are they members of the airline pilots union?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Actually, Mark Kelly is our director of flight crew operations, so he'll be the one, astronaut Mark Kelly, who I'm sure you're familiar with. He'll be the one who will be setting up exactly who we're going to hire and the training for that. So I think that's a little bit TBD, but I'm sure it's going to be incredibly qualified people with a lot of parafoil experience and just a probably enormous amount of flight experience, that's for sure. And Mark himself he's a test pilot.
Yes, and two-time astronaut on the space shuttle and husband of Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman. Well, for the mere cost of $75,000, Jane Poynter says that you can get on one of her balloons on Worldview and go to 19 miles above the Earth and glide safely back down. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.